scenes here on the Louisiana Hayride. His name is...
Hank Williams,
the Drifting Cowboy.
On the Grand Ole Opry,
Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Hi, this is Emmylou Harris.
Hi, folks. This is Sam Bush.
Hello, this is Odetta.
This is Joan Baez, and you're listening to the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
And now, gather the family around and sit back in your easy chair. It's time again for the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour, our worldwide celebration of grassroots music. Let's welcome folk singer Michael Jonathan.
Winter skies and evening songs, everything is beautiful and nothing is wrong, but I know it's just the blues tonight. Midnight comes on my windowsill, my baby's gone and I'm lonesome, still I know it's just the blues tonight. I hear a moan of a midnight train. Can I catch that dream holding you again? Well, I say a prayer, but nobody's there. That's all right. It's just the blues tonight. I hear a moan of a midnight train. Can I catch that dream holding you again? Well, I say a prayer, nobody's there, that's all right. It's just the blues tonight, that's all right now. Just the blues.
Woodsongs is presented in part by our family Woodsongs partners and by the Kentucky Department of Tourism, inviting people from all over the world to visit our lakes, mountains, parks, ports, music and art festivals, and more. You can explore everything Kentucky has to offer your family vacation online at KentuckyTourism.com. And by the Martin Guitar Company, building handcrafted guitars for professionals and front porch pickers since 1833. Online at martinguitars.com.
And welcome, everybody, to the beautiful and historic Lyric Theater here in our hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. We are broadcasting all over the world, from Australia to Ireland, New Zealand to New York, Yuma, Arizona to the Yukon and across Canada. And we are celebrating this amazing, wonderful world of grassroots music. We describe it as front porch music, the music that built rural communities, and it's organic and it's real. It's folk, blues, bluegrass, country, Celtic. It's all these wonderful things on this diamond of independence and grassroots music. Artists come from everywhere to be on our show. You don't have to be famous to be on Woodsongs. You just have to be very, very good. And everybody remembers that, you know, COVID hit the world and it shut everything down. And the show that was the very last thing we did before COVID hit featured this artist. And we're very grateful that we have her coming back all the way from Australia. She is a bluegrass star in another nation. She's here in America now. She's got an album called Shades of Blue. This is a tune called Good Morning Moon. Please welcome Christy Cox and Grass Time on the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.
I appreciate you hanging out with me last night, my friend. We made it through another lonely night somehow. But this old heartache needs some daylight every now and then. So what are you still doing here just hanging around? Good morning, moon. Why are you still shining with the sun so bright? Weren't you up all night? Are you lonesome without stars to keep you company? You must feel just like me. Good morning, moon. I understand you understand the shape he left me in. Cause I always miss him most when the sun goes down. Later on tonight, you know, I'll need you again. Guess that's why I'm so surprised see your face right now. Good morning, moon. Why are you still shining with the sun so bright? Weren't you up all night? Are you lonesome without stars to keep you company? You must feel just like me. Good morning, moon. Why are you still shining with the sun so bright? Weren't you up all night? Are you lonesome without stars to keep you company? You must feel just like me. Good morning, moon. Are you lonesome without stars to keep you company? You must feel just like me. Good morning, moon. Good morning, moon.
Christy Cox and Grass Time from her album Shades of Blue. Christy, it's nice to have you back. It's been a long road.
It has been. It's great to be back.
From Australia. What part of Australia are you from?
I'm from Adelaide in South Australia.
South Australia. And bluegrass, you're a bluegrass star, bona fide bluegrass star in Australia. So let's make that clear. Six-time Golden Guitar, you've been awarded for Bluegrass Recording of the Year. I mean, you're very prominent in the bluegrass world. Is bluegrass a popular form of music in Australia?
It's growing all the time. It's really exciting to be a part of the industry down there. I think every year we get another festival added, and it's really starting to take hold down there, which is exciting.
Of course, now you moved from Australia to America, to Nashville, to be part of the bluegrass world here in the States, and right away you're nominated as Female Vocalist of the Year in the bluegrass world. So, I mean, things, a lot of good things happen, right?
Yeah, I've been here 10 years now. I'm a new American citizen, actually.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Welcome to America's front porch.
No worries. It's good to be here.
Now, you, as a young girl, what were you listening to that made you, you know, what were you listening to as a young girl? It probably wasn't bluegrass at first, right?
Well, my granddad used to play a lot of the Grand Ole Opry to me. We used to listen to the Grand Ole Opry every Sunday morning over there. And my parents used to listen to Deep Purple and Pink Floyd. But my grandparents listened to bluegrass and country music. And I fell in love with Emmylou Harris. I still want to be Emmylou Harris when I grow up. So.
Yeah. So you're coming from more of a rock background because of your parents, but the Grand Ole Opry influenced you musically to start turning towards bluegrass. So they do have a lot of bluegrass artists on the Grand Ole Opry, right?
They do, yeah. And singing Pink Floyd type music just never really suited me.
Well, you know, the bluegrass world is changing so much. A lot of bands are playing, Pink Floyd music, bluegrass
they
style.
Are,
so
they are.
Why not, right? AC/DC, we've heard it all on Woodsong. So as you come here, you need obviously a good band to perform with, and you're here with a band called Grass Time. Let's give them a big round of applause. Jeremy Holt on mandolin, Robbie Morris on acoustic guitar, on fiddle, George Jackson, Charles Butler on banjo, great banjo player, Wes Horton, the good-looking guy in the back, is playing upright bass. So how did you connect with Grasstown as a support partner with you?
That's a funny story, actually. My husband owns a construction company, and he was pretty much renovated all of Robbie's house. And he kept saying to Robbie, you need to meet my wife and play some bluegrass with my wife. And it actually took COVID to happen for us to actually get together and start playing music together. And here we are. We're having a big time.
So you go from this old house to this old bluegrass band, right?
Correct.
That's how that works. Well, let's get into your music some more. You've got this wonderful album, Shades of Blue. It's fun to record an album. It's a lot of work doing this thing we call playing, right?
Yeah, but that's where all the fun is, I think.
Yeah, the fun part is when you get to play for an audience. And here at the Lyric Theater, we have a beautiful audience. They're ready to hear you play. The tune is called If Heaven Was a House, speaking of a house, right, where you started it all. If Heaven Was a House, from her CD Shades of Blue, Christy Cox and Grass Time on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio.
Heaven was a house, would it be a mansion? 'Cause it ain't what I imagine when I close my eyes. I see a little fence, white picket with a front porch, rocking chairs and a screen door. And when I go inside, Grandma's at the kitchen table folding her clean clothes. Johnny's on the radio, there's biscuits on the stove. There's family photos on the wall. See all the ones I thought I'd lost. I hope someday I'm hanging up there too. Yes, Saturday night's playing cards, and Daddy's smoking good cigars. There ain't no pain, 'cause we're all made brand new. And we'd get to stay forever, and they'd never tear it down. If heaven was a house, I'd hang out in the backyard with a hood up on an old car, my buddy next to me. Ain't seen him in a while, since senior year of high school. He missed a curve in that Malibu, said he didn't feel a thing. And we'd come in for supper when the lightning bugs came out. Granddad's watching baseball with his feet up on the couch. There's family photos on the wall. See all the ones I thought I'd lost. I hope someday I'm hanging up there too. Yeah, Saturday night's playing cards, and Daddy's smoking good cigars. There ain't no pain, 'cause we're all made brand new. And we'd get to stay forever, and they'd never tear it down. If heaven was a house, if heaven was a
What a beautiful song. from her album Shades of Blue, If Heaven Was a House. If you want to know more about the music of Christy Cox and Grass Time, you just visit the Wood Songs website, click on the archive page. This is, believe it or not, show number 1085. We're also very proud to introduce this next artist. She comes as a young girl from the area around Michigan, and now she's based in Nashville. She's a singer-songwriter. She's going to do a tune called Rhinestone Rodeo. To introduce herself, please welcome Hannah Bethel to the Wood Songs Old Time Radio.
Everyone's got stars in their eyes. It's easy to get blinded by the lights. You can't always hear your heart over the rowdy crowd. But man, it's worth it. Took you years to find that sound. Rhinestone Rodeo, hard to stay, but you can't go too far gone to ever get back home. Go for the gold, land in the dirt. You kicked around and get knocked down till it don't even hurt anymore. Get back on your horse and on to the next show. Rhinestone Rodeo. Take the bull and go another round of trying to tell the cowboy from the clown. But if you'd never left that little high school homecoming king, you couldn't teach that town how to dream. Rhinestone Rodeo, hard to stay, but you can't go too far gone to ever get back home. Go for the gold, land in the dirt. You kicked around and get knocked down till it don't even hurt anymore. Get back on your horse and on to the next show. Rhinestone Rodeo. Ooh, you'll run against the wind until the wind runs out. Ooh, but you were meant for riding fence. You'd give a lifetime to a 10-year town. Oh, Rhinestone Rodeo, hard to stay, but you can't go too far gone to ever get back home. You go for the gold, land in the dirt. You kicked around and get knocked down till it don't even anymore. Get back on your horse and on to the next show. You got rolling wheels and a million miles to go. Rhinestone Rodeo.
Rhinestone Rodeo is the name of the song. Hannah Bethel, welcome to Wood Songs. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
All the way from northern Michigan to Nashville. So let's start in the early years. I asked Christy Cox, same thing. What did you listen to as a young girl? What was the music of choice when you were a kid?
I grew up on a lot of classic rock, so Tom Petty, Fleetwood Mac, James Taylor, and then Shania Twain, Martina McBride, all the great women of 90s and 2000s country.
Country music. So artists like Stevie Nicks, I mean, was this an important artist to you to emulate as a young girl? Was that something that grabbed you to want to play the guitar and start writing?
More, not Stevie Nicks per se, but more just like the energy of that the band created together. I really didn't become a super Stevie Nicks fan until a little bit later. But Tom Petty, indeed,
right,
was very inspiring to me.
So, How did you started playing around Michigan, around the upper Midwest, right, as a young girl, mm-hmm. and you put out an EP, right, and then the bravery that it takes for a young girl to leave her home area to go to Nashville, it's the dream that so many musicians hear others doing. You did it, right? Was that a scary thing for you to do?
It wasn't at the time, and now when I look back, I'm like, wow, I'd be scared to do that now, 15 years later. But at 17, I was like, here I come, Nashville.
Right. So what was the reaction? What was your world like? You're 17 years old. Did you know anybody in Nashville when you moved there at 17?
Nope. I didn't know anybody. I just came and started playing open mic nights and just dove in. I had a lot to learn, which is probably part of what made me so fearless.
So do you think the oblivion of youth is what kept you sane? I mean, when you're a kid,
absolutely.
you don't realize the risk, right?
Yeah.
So so give me some example of your experience as a kid. You're in Nashville. That's a very pro town. There's all kinds of musicians that are just monster out there. I mean, they're just some of the best, but they don't all get recognized. As good as they are, they don't all receive a spotlight. So when did you start, assessing the difficulty of making a career here?
Pretty immediately, I think. I came to Nashville feeling like I was pretty good and probably didn't have that far to go or grow, and then learned pretty quickly that I did, and had a hard time receiving feedback on my writing style and my singing style and my dressing style, everything that everyone wants to tell you how to do, which a lot of which I could have used the feedback. So I kind of took it and incubated it for a few years, and then about 5 years was really hard, and 10 years, as the story goes, that's when things really started to pop.
Right, you started finding that all of that recycling of information started bearing some fruit, right?
Yeah.
Now you start performing. You were like in the fourth grade, right? You're playing in your school. That was your first performance, right?
Yes. Yeah, so, I was very young.
is that what lit the fire under you as a young girl, being able to get on stage and the feeling of it?
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up doing dance and theater, and one of my earliest memories that I can recall is seeing a local play. I was probably 2 or 3, and just seeing the captivation of the audience, of the people on stage, and the way that they were just kind of holding everyone with their words and their actions. That something about that, I don't know if it's narcissistic, but I was like, I want that spell that you get to be in when you're in the audience. I wanted to be a part of creating that magic.
Well, I think having a goal of something you love, that's not narcissistic. That's just knowing that, hey, I recognize this as having value. Now, I don't want the audience to misunderstand. When you move to Nashville and you're a kid and stuff, and you're having your making your way through the Nashville music world and stuff, you were also going to college at the time.
I did. I did a 2-year stint in college.
Yeah, so it's not like you just went out there and started hanging out. You were going to school at Belmont. You were trying to study the music business in college while exercising it, right? So what did you take in college?
I studied vocal performance in college.
Well, that helps you now, right?
Yeah, it did, actually. It was a really good foundation. So I did that for 2 years, and then I kicked it and join the rock and roll world.
Hit the road. Okay, so this is a tune from an album called Until the Sun Comes Back Around. This name of the song is Someone's Woman. It is Hannah Bethel on the Wood Songs, Old Time Radio Hour.
I'm so tired of being so strong. I've been fighting fire for far too long, and I want a soft place where I can lie. I wanna be someone's woman tonight. My days are heavy and the nights are I want something steady. I want something slow. Just a little comfort
Hannah Bethel, Someone's Woman, and what a wonderful song. We're going to get back in the second half hour to more of Hannah Bethel. We've also got one of the stars of Australian bluegrass music, Christy Cox and Grass Time, and a 10-year-old Woodsongs kid. Wait till you see that one. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Woodsongs Show number 1085, broadcasting around the world by the foothills of Appalachia and Lexington, Kentucky. If you would like to attend a Woodsongs broadcast, you can find reservation and show schedules on our website, woodsongs.com. We'll be back after the break with Christy Cox at Grass Time, Hannah Bethel, and our amazing Woodsongs kid on the Woodsongs Old Time Radio Hour.